From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 1023rd broadcast of the Grand Ole Opry. Tonight, starring Ray Price.
A bright array of city lights, as far as I can see. The great white way shines through the night for lonely guys like me. The cabarets and honky-tonks, their flashing signs invite a broken heart to lose itself in the glow of city light. Lights that say park at her name, a glass of sherry wine. Lights that offer other girls for empty hearts like mine. They paint a pretty picture of a world that's skin bright, but it's just a mask for loneliness behind the different atmosphere. Lights that lure are nothing but a masquerade for tears. They paint a pretty picture, but my arms keep holding tight, and I just can't say I love you to a street hoe city light.
Price and his fine Columbia Records City Lights. Welcome, Ray. Welcome to another session of the Grand Ole Opry. It's always a pleasure to have you with us.
Well, it's always a pleasure to be here, Grant.
Then we got a great show lined up for this evening.
We sure have, so why don't you tell the folks about it?
That's just what I was aiming to do. Well, first off, Archie Campbell's with us and the Jordanaires.
My good friend Chet Atkins.
Grandpa Jones, Tommy Jackson, Ralph Sloan, and the Tennessee Travelers.
And as our very special guest, that great entertainer who hails from over around Tembo, Arkansas, we, Jimmy Driftwood. We'll be hearing from Jimmy in just a little while, but right now our quartet's just busting to sing a number. So here they are, the Jordanaires with Sugar Ree.
I got a letter from my baby. Sugar Ree wrote me today. I got a letter from my baby. Sugar Ree wrote me today. It was the first one she wrote me. The first one since she went away.
Sugary, sugary, you know what you did to me. Sugary, sugary, you know what you do to me. Sugary, sugary, come back home to me.
I got a pencil and some paper, then I sat right down to write. I got a pencil and some paper, then I sat right down to write. I said I miss you in the daytime, but I miss you more at night.
Sugary, sugary, you know what you do to me. Sugary, sugary, you know what you do to me. Sugary, sugary, come back home to me.
Yes, sir. The Jordanaires and Sugar Ree. I believe the boys recorded that as a great single for the Capitol folks. But now it's guest time, so let's bring them out here and give them a great big Tennessee Grand Ole Opry welcome, Jimmy Driftwood. Jimmy, welcome to the Grand Ole Opry.
I'm glad to be here, Ray, and I want to thank all the wonderful people for the nice things they've done for me.
Well, Jimmy, how come you brought your guitar with you? I thought you was noted for playing the longbow.
Well, I do play the longbow, but for the two songs I wanted to do tonight, I thought the guitar, the little homemade guitar, would be better.
Well, it's mighty hard to beat one, James, but speaking of songs, are you going to sing your big hit that you cut for the RCA Victor people?
Oh, you mean that fighting song?
Yeah, where Tennessee's own Andrew Jackson made such a name for himself at the Battle of New Orleans.
Well, in 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. Took a little bacon and we took a little bacon. Well, I see Mars Jackson a-walking down the street and a-talking to a pirate by the name of Gene Lafitte. He gave Gene a drink that he drunk from Tennessee, and the pirate said, help us try the British in the sea. The freak said, Andrew, you'd better run, for packing out the coming with a bullet in his gun. Old Hickory said he didn't give a dram, he's a-gonna whip the British off a colonel like a hound. Fired our guns and the British kept a-coming, but they wasn't as many as there was a-while. Fired by the war and a baby gang a-running on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Well, we looked down the river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made their bugles ring, while we stood beside our cotton bales, didn't say a thing. Old Hickory said we'd take them by surprise if we didn't fire a musket till we looked them in the eye. We held our fire till we see their faces well, then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming, but they wasn't as pretty as there was a way. Fired by some more and they began to running on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Well, we fired our cannon till the barrel melted down, so we grabbed an alligator and we fought another round. We filled his head with mini balls and powdered it behind, and when we touched the powder off, the gator lost his mind. Well, they lost their pants and their pretty shiny coats, and their tails rolled showing like a bunch of billy goats. They run down the river with their tongues hanging out, and they said they got a licking, which there wasn't any doubt. Fired our guns and the British kept a-coming, but they wasn't as many as there was a while ago. Fired once more and they began to run on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Well, we marched back to town in our dirty ragged pants, and we danced all night with a pretty girl from France. We couldn't understand them, but they had the sweetest charms, and we understood them better when we got them in our arms. The guy who brung the British from the sea came a-limping in the cab just as sick as he could be. He said the dying words of the colonel back to them, was you better quit your fooling with your cousin Uncle Sam. Fired our guns and the British kept a-coming, but they wasn't as many as there was a while ago. Fired by the more and they began to running on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Well, they ran through the bars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where that girl goes. Fired our guns and the British kept a-coming, one night many as it was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run on and down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Thank you!
Thank you. Grant, you know, you're a pretty good solid smoke, pipe smoker, so what's the one most important feature in good smoking tobacco?
Well, as I see it, Ray, it isn't any one thing that makes a smoking tobacco good. It's a whole combination. Now, you take Prince Albert, for instance.
Well, I always do.
Well, PA has a whole combination of different things that make for perfect smoking satisfaction and comfort. One, PA is always fresh. Two, it's crimp cut. Three, the Prince Albert folks have worked out a special process that locks in all the natural flavor of the fine tobacco. So when you light up with Prince Albert, this combination goes to work to give you the cool, satisfying smoke you've been wanting all along. And it works the same way for making men. PA in an OCB paper, rolls easy, smokes mild and tasty.
So pipe smoker or making men, quit looking, switch to Prince Albert, the smoking tobacco that gives you perfect smoking enjoyment. Prince Albert, America's joy smoke. Well now, here's our good friend Tommy Jackson along with Ralph Sloan and the Tennessee Travelers to cut a few capers to the tune of Devil's Dream.
Oh, swing, you'll come.
Swing on, swing, boy, swing a little girl. Everybody does, everybody does, and on the go. We do the same thing I do. Swing on, swing, boy, swing a little girl. From the outdoor, hands up and dance about. Ladies left and kisses right, dance like it ain't prepared at night. Now you're going wrong, thank you, your partner home.
Tommy Jackson and all the Tennessee Travelers. Thank you, boys and girls. That was real fine.
Oh, I'll say, that was mighty nice, Ray, mighty nice.
Well, sure do like that square dancing, Grant.
Which brings us down to hymn time, Ray.
You're right, Grant. And this evening we had several requests for one of the old ones. It's been a favorite with country folks and country churches ever since America was young. Here it is, and I hope you like it as well as I do, The Old Rugged Cross.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, an emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross, where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trope is at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown.
Thank you. Thank you. You're a wonderful audience. But now to get on with the show, let's see who's up next. Oh, it's the great guitar player and head of the RCA Victor Studios here in Nashville, your good friend of mine, Chet Atkins, playing Rainbow.
Thank you, Chet, and now it's fun time on the show, and to provide all the laughs, here's that funny man from Bull Gap, Tennessee, Archie Campbell.
Howdy, Ray.
Hello, Archie.
How are you?
Fine.
Tonight?
Yeah.
I was backstage there a minute ago, and a woman walked up to me. She said, "Are you Archie Campbell?" I said, "Yes." She said, "Are you nervous?" I said, "Well, no, I'm not nervous." She said, "You're going on the Grand Ole Opry, ain't you?" And I said, "Yes." Well, she said, "Ain't you nervous?" I said, "Certainly not. Why?" She said, "Well, if you ain't nervous, what are you doing in the ladies' restroom?"
Well, that's pretty good, all right. You know, it's... What are you scratching for? You know, bad manners to scratch.
I know it, but I got poison ivy all over me.
Poison ivy?
Yeah, got poison ivy all over me.
What'd you take for it?
I don't know. How much you give me?
No, I mean, what have you done for it?
No, I ain't done nothing. Ain't nobody offered me anything yet. I'd sell cheap, though, I'll tell you that. Where are you going?
You know, Archie, I heard of a remedy for poison ivy.
A remedy for poison? What's that?
A fella told me to put baking powder on it.
No, it won't work.
Won't?
No, sir. I put baking powder all over me, and then I got hot and broke out in biscuits.
Well, I'll tell you what. I guess you'll have to spend a little money and buy some medicine.
Oh, don't mention money. I'm so broke now, I can't get a hold of enough money to pay my debts off. Everybody's hounding me and wanting me to pay them.
I wish somebody'd pay me what they owe me, I'll tell you that.
Now, who in the world owes you any money?
Well, I don't want to say nothing, but his initials is Archie Campbell.
Well, I know him, and I'm tired of you hounding me.
Well, then, all right.
I'm going to pay you off.
All right, let's get it over
with. Pay you off right now. How much do I owe you?
You know how much you owe me, $10. You know how much you owe
well,
me.
Well, just...
How much you owe me.
Hold your little lily-white hand out there, and I'll pay you off.
Yeah, all right, there.
I just counted. I owe you $10.
$10, that's what you owe me.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight... Nine.
Hey, Archie, how many children you got now?
Yeah, I got two, same as all. You know that, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, I forgot it.
Two.
Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. How long have you owed me this? Now, let's see.
That's what's got me bothered. You're hounding me for the money, and I ain't owed you but 3 weeks.
Is it just 3 weeks?
That's right, just three.
Just three. Well.
That's right. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine.
Listen, how many? You know, you used to have four cars. How many you got now?
Grandpa, you know you're lying. I ain't never had four cars.
Well, I thought you
no,
did.
No, I got two. Got two, two. Little bitty ones, yeah.
Oh,
uh-huh.
Two.
That's right.
I didn't know that.
Three, four, five, six, seven, seven.
Wait a minute. What's the matter?
Goodness, I ain't got enough to pay you. I'd have swore I had more money than that, but I...
$3.
$7 all I had.
$3 is what you owe me yet.
Well,
You're a pretty good old boy. I'll tell you, you can owe me that, but don't forget it, you hear?
I appreciate it. Appreciate it an awful lot. You know, Ray, if I wasn't pretty good at figures, I'd swear I'd been skint.
Archie?
Yeah.
They tell me you was upset last night when your girlfriend kissed you. Hadn't you ever been kissed before?
Oh, sure, lots of times, but never standing up in a canoe.
Well, I guess everybody's entitled to a new experience once in a while.
Yeah, that's right.
Like some of these pipe smokers who are trying Prince Albert smoking tobacco for the first time. For them, Prince Albert is a real and pleasant experience. With PA, they get the kind of smoke they've been looking for all this while. A cool, tasty, refreshing, comfortable smoke. That's cause PA is always fresh, crimp cut. And that special Prince Albert process locks in all the fine tobacco flavor. The same is true for making men. In an OCB paper, PA rolls so easy, smokes mild and tasty. So pipe smoker or making men, get a new experience. Try Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
It's a natural taste, and that's the test that proves Prince Albert is naturally best. It smokes so cool, more men say, give me mild and mellow PA.
Now it's time to welcome back our guest once again. So here he is, Jimmy Driftwood, with another of his great records, this time the story of a great horse, Tennessee Stud.
Along about 18 and 25, I left Tennessee very much alive. Never would have got through the Arkansas mud if I hadn't been riding on the Tennessee Stud. Had some trouble with my sweetheart's fall. One of her brothers was a bad outlaw. I sent her a letter by my Uncle Bud, and I rode away on the Tennessee Stud. The Tennessee Stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee Stud. I was riding in a beautiful land, and I run smack into an Indian band. They jumped our nags with a hoop and a yell, and away we went like a bat out of well. I circled our camp for a time or two just to show what a Tennessee horse can do. The redskin boys couldn't get my blood, 'cause I was a-riding on the Tennessee stud. We drifted on down into no man's land, crossed a river called the Rio Grande. I raced my horse with a Spaniard's bow till I got me a skin full of silver and gold. Me and a gambler, we couldn't agree. We got in a fight over Tennessee. We jerked our guns, he fell with a thud, and I got away on the Tennessee stud. The Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee stud. Well, I got as lonesome as a man can be, dreaming of a girl in Tennessee. The Tennessee stud's green eyes turned blue, 'cause he was a-dreamin' of a sweetheart, too. We loped right on across Arkansas. I whooped her brother and I whooped her paw. I found that girl with the golden hair, and she was a-ridin' on a Tennessee mare. Stirrup to stirrup and side by side, we crossed the mountains and the valleys wide. We came to Big Muddy and we forded the flood on the Tennessee mare and the Tennessee stud. Pretty little baby on the cabin floor, a little horse colt playing round the door. I love the girl with the golden hair, and the Tennessee stud loves a Tennessee mare. The Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. He had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee stud.
Thank you, Jimmy Driftwood, and thanks for being our guest. And please give our best to all our good friends over in Arkansas.
I'll do that, Ray, and I want to thank you a million for having me here.
Nice to have you. Hurry back, won't you? Now it's time we heard from another of our Grand Ole Opry regulars, Grandpa Jones, with his new Decca record of Don't Bring Your Banjo Home.
Yeah. My pappy on our little farm was happy as could be. Everything around the farm was in perfect harmony. Then one day the mailman came a-driving his old roan. He left a banjo that would bring much discord to our home. Pap run me all and yelled at me, don't bring your banjo home. Well, I picked and sang all day long till Pappy just went wild. He said of all his 16 kids, I was the problem child. He grabbed a hickory and run me off with not a mellow tone. He yelled, when you come a-sneaking back, don't bring your banjo home. Son, leave that thing in town. Boy, don't bring that banjo home. Well, I tried to figure what to do so I could pick and sing. I wanted to become a star more than anything. To get a spot on the radio, I'd trade anything I own. But Pap had put it very clear, don't bring your banjo home. Son, leave the five in town. Boy, don't bring that banjo home. One day a note came to my pap that saddened his old face. He said, pay off the mortgage or we'll take your little place. It made me glad 'cause I was mad plumb down to the bone. Because he yelled at me that day, don't bring your banjo home. Son, leave that thing in town. Boy, don't bring your banjo home. But I got a thinking of Pap's old face and an idea struck me square. I'd put a show on in our barn and pick my banjo there. I advertised, the crowd came in, the money paid the loan. Now when I go to town, Pap says, son, bring your banjo home. Boy, don't leave that jewel in town. Boy, just bring that banjo home.
Grandpa Jones and his latest. Thanks a lot, Grandpa.
Say, Ray, I'd like to step in right here, if I may. Well, by all means, Grant.
All this evening, we've been hearing a lot of talk about a new record by this person and that person. But how about you? You've got a great new one out for the Columbia people, haven't you?
Yes, matter of fact, it's been out about 6 weeks now, Grant.
And I hear it's a great number, too. So if you don't mind, neighbors, here's our star, Ray Price, singing the very, very popular Heartaches by the Number.
Heartache number one was when you left me. I never knew that I could hurt this way. And heartache number two was when you come back again. You came back and never meant to stay. Now I've got heartache by the numbers, troubles by the score. Every day you love me less, each day I love you more. Yes, I've got heartaches by the numbers, a love that I can't win. But the day that I stop counting, that's the day my world will end. When you called me and said that you was coming back to stay, with hopeful heart I waited for your knock on the door. I waited, but you must have lost your way. Now I've got heartache by the number, troubles by the score. Every day you love me less, each day I love you more. Yes, I've got heartaches by the number, a love that I can't win. But the day that I stop counting, that's the day my world will end.
Neighbors, it's taking off time, and we've got to go. Sure was nice having you here with us at the Grand Ole Opry. We'd like to see all you neighbors around Hammond, Indiana. Be sure to come in old Ernest Stubbs' show tomorrow, will you? We'll be there. Seeing you then. So listen next week when Hank Snow will be heading up the outfit. He'll have Wilma Lee and Stoney Cooper along as his guests. Till then, this is Ray Price saying thanks, neighbors, and we'll be seeing you next week at the Grand Ole Opry.
Smoking more today, but enjoying it less, try Camels. More people smoke Camels than any other cigarette. Any filter, any king, any regular. The Camel blend of costly tobaccos has never been equaled for rich flavor and easygoing mildness. The best tobacco makes the best smoke.
Have a real cigarette, a real cigarette, a real cigarette, have a Camel.
This portion is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.